Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home, we're looking at the topic of a home with right judgment. I ask in the devotion, as I wrote it a number of years ago, have you ever had a time where someone passed judgment on you that was not based on fact? Or it was based on misrepresented fact? How do you feel when things aren't right? I think we all have those times where we don't have the full picture of what's going on, and we, as a culture, as a people, as humans, tend to pass judgment based on what we know, based on what we see, based on what we believe. Unfortunately, in this era of instantaneous information that can be anything, we tend to pass judgment without always having true and honest and complete facts. Social media allows us to state our opinion, whether it's accurate, inaccurate, or a mix of both. And so people do that quite readily. And we see that day in and day out. We hear the news day in and day out. And perhaps at first we're skeptical. Perhaps at first we research, we study, we check out the sources, but eventually we hear the same thing over and over so much that we make up our mind. And then no truth in the world can change it. The incredible thing about God's home, it's a home of right judgment. It's a home that always has the complete truth at the core of what it does. The book of Romans tells us that we are without excuse. It talks about God's wrath being poured out upon the ungodly, upon those who have rejected Him. And it answers that question, but what about? What about those that have never heard? What about those that had no chance? And the book of Romans tells us that there are no such people, that they are without excuse, that God has declared Himself throughout creation, throughout the heavens itself, that His judgments are based on righteousness. It's based on an absolute knowledge of us, of Himself, of our actions. You may hear that and you think, well, is this supposed to be good news? If God's judgment against me is based upon absolute knowledge of my actions, I'm in trouble. But you see, it's more than just our bad actions. It's our heart. It's our decision to surrender to Jesus. It's the covering of the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You see, those right judgments are not simply based on a measurement, a stacking up of our good deeds versus our bad deeds and see which wins, because we all fall short of the glory of God. We all have sinned, deserve separation from God. No, the right judgment is, what have we done with Jesus? What have we done with His Son? Way back in the Old Testament, as God was looking for a king that would represent Him, a king that would honor Him, a king that would be different from the one that the people thought that they needed, as God was looking to replace Saul, who had become the first king of Israel, other than God, He chose David, a man after his own heart, because God, as he said then, was a God who examines the heart and not the outward appearance. You see, his judgments are based on who we really are, what our heart has longed for, how aligned we are. Is our relationship with Jesus real? Do we desire that in our heart? Do we live that way? Do we pursue that? Or is it all a fake? Is it all a front? Do we put on this good show on Sundays or whenever we're around people who we think we ought to impress with our faith? And then we live completely different the rest of the week, the rest of the times. You see, it is a matter of the heart. It is a matter of a right judgment that God knows. God can see through us even when no one else can. And while that can leave us in fear and trembling, it can also give us great courage and hope. You see, it's living in this knowledge of God's right judgment that we can live without fear. We can trust fully in the blood of Jesus to make things right between us and God. Because when we do that, then we no longer need to worry about how our deeds stack up. Does it mean we quit doing good deeds? Of course not. But we don't do them to earn God's favor. We do them because we're obedient, because we appreciate God's favor, because we want to honor Him. This week's prayer guide that was published and emailed out early this morning is on a heart of worship. We're going to look at that today at Deer Run on the gift of worship in our Holiday Treasures series. And I headed this prayer guide off with the idea of the shepherds leaving that manger scene and going out and glorifying and praising God because everything was just like it had been told to them. You see, that's where God looks upon us and He says, are you living with a heart of worship? Is what's inside of you impossible to contain? Because you're filled with the presence of Jesus through His Spirit. Those shepherds, as they gathered around that manger, as they witnessed the things that the angels had told them, could have simply gone back to their sheep and said, wow, that was strange. They could have simply gone back to work and said, well, that was nice. It was a beautiful evening. It was fun looking at the lights and seeing the people in the town, and oh, the baby was kind of neat too. Do we do that at times at Christmas? We get so caught up in the scenery, and not that it's a bad thing to do the scenery and all of that, but does it replace the one who we ought to worship? You see, the shepherds didn't get caught up in all of the stuff going on around them. They were so enamored with being told truth. Did you catch that? They went praising and glorifying God because everything was just as had been told to them. You see, it could have been a great encounter, but if it had not been like what had been said by the angels, they would have just thought it was a neat event. But knowing that everything was what God had said it would be, they praised and glorified God. As you and I live life today, we have the opportunity through God's Word, through His Spirit, to encounter Jesus at all times. And if we do so, as Jesus would teach later in His life, in spirit and in truth, everything is just as God said it would be. So do we leave His presence which is impossible to do. But do we leave those deliberate gatherings in His presence, whether it's a gathering with others in worship, whether it's a gathering with simply with God and His Word and prayer and devotion time? When we leave those times that we've set aside, do we leave them glorifying and praising God because everything was just as He had said it would be? He refreshed our spirit. He renewed our soul. He changed us in some way to be more like Jesus. You see, as we pray this week, we're going to be praying every day about some aspect of living with a heart of worship. And normally at this time of year, I do a prayer guide that's focused around the Christmas story. Some aspect of Jesus and His birth and what that means. But as we laid out this sermon series, and CJ and I worked on that, this heart of worship, this gift of worship that we have the ability to do because of God's gift to us. This gift that was exemplified in the shepherds' lives. You see, living with a heart of worship really is an outpouring, an outflowing of the Christmas story. It's this Jesus that we celebrate, that we gather to remember. We remember His birth because it's such an incredible story. And everybody loves a baby. But we also gather and remember His life. We remember His death, burial, and resurrection. We remember His ascension into heaven, and we remember His promise that He will return for those who love Him. And His judgments will be right. There's no second guessing. There's no, well, I guess you were fairly good. No, His judgments will be based on what we did with Jesus. Did our encounter with Jesus leave us, cause us to leave wherever we're at to go and glorifying and praising Him? Have we allowed Jesus to transform our lives so that our life is all about glorifying and praising God? You see, we can be confident that God's judgments are always right. And His desire is that the home we live on, even as we journey through this earth, would continually seek to make right judgments. And we do that by seeking Him, listening to Him, going to Him when we're filled with doubts and questions and uncertainties, and trusting Him to do the right thing because He always does. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is so great and so incredible. You've called us to Yourself. You have promised a relationship. And as we encounter Jesus, may we always be found glorifying and praising You, because everything is what we have been told. Father, as we consider the great love that You've poured out upon us in forgiving our sins through the blood of Jesus, may we be confident in Your judgments, which are always right. And may that confidence help us to live in a way that represents Jesus as our Savior, as the one that has made things right between us and You. Father, may our good deeds be done so that people would glorify You. May we not represent this world as much as we represent You in all that we do. May this Christmas season, as we consider all of the distractions that surround us, some that are Christmas season distractions, some that are distractions of health and COVID and all of the stuff going on in our nation and our world, Some are internal distractions that our mind and heart are just so filled with worry and concern and uncertainty. Father, may all of them come to rest and peace as we kneel before you and recognize that you have done all that you said you would, and that you will do all that you said you will do. And Father, may we live in greater confidence that our destination is not based on a careful evaluation of and measuring of our good deeds versus our bad deeds, but it's based upon what we're doing with Jesus every day. And Father, may we recognize that your judgments are right. And as we recognize that, may we continually come to you in prayer and listening, examining your word when we're uncertain about which way to turn or what decisions to make or how to respond to someone. May our confidence in your judgments lead us to seek you in our judgments. Father, help us to be better listeners, to not make judgments so quickly that we've not understood the heart of the person around us, in front of us, the people around us. Father, may our listening not only be to them, but in the heart of all of it, may it be listening to you. Father, as we worship you, as we prepare today to gather with others and worship, whether we're doing that in person or gathering online and worshiping with our brothers and sisters in Christ, may it really be worship that is in spirit and in truth. May it be the desire of our heart to gather and to glorify and praise your name because your judgments are good and right. And Father, because of the righteousness of your judgments, may we be very diligent in sharing the good news that there is hope, there is salvation, there is a way for anyone to be made right with you. And that way is Jesus. So Father, today may our praise and worship and honor of you be lifted up. And may we glorify you for the judgments which are right. And may we worship you in spirit and in truth, not just this day, but every day that you give us life on her earth as we prepare for that eternal gathering when all creation continues to worship and fall at the feet of the Lamb as we cry out, worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy is the one who was slain. Father, thank you for Jesus. May we lift him up today and every day so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.